Welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on your specification, business operations. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We're going to cover production methods, quality management, supply chains, and customer service, and I'll make sure you know exactly what examiners are looking for. Let's get started. So, what do we actually mean by business operations? At its core, operations is about how a business makes its products or delivers its services efficiently, at the right quality, and at the right cost. Think of it as the engine room of any business. Without effective operations, even the best marketing strategy or the most talented workforce won't save you. Examiners love this topic because it connects to almost everything else in business: finance, human resources, marketing. So understanding operations, well, gives you a real advantage across the whole paper. Let's start with production methods because this is where most exam questions begin. There are three main production methods you absolutely must know: job production, batch production, and flow production. Job production is where a business makes one unique product at a time, specifically to a customer's order. Think of a bespoke wedding cake, a tailor-made suit, or a custom-built house. Each item is different, made to the exact specifications of that individual customer. The advantages? The product is highly personalized, quality tends to be very high, and workers are often skilled and motivated because each job is different and interesting. The disadvantages? It's expensive. Labor costs are high because skilled workers take time. You can't benefit from economies of scale, and production is slow. Now, batch production is where a group of identical products are made together at the same time. A bakery making 50 loaves of bread, a clothing factory producing 100 size 12 dresses, or a printer producing a run of leaflets, these are all batch production. The advantages over job production? It's more efficient. You can spread setup costs across the whole batch so the cost per unit falls. You still have some flexibility. You can switch between batches to make different products. The disadvantages? There's downtime between batches when machines need to be reset. It's less flexible than job production for truly unique items, and there's a risk of producing a whole batch of defective goods if something goes wrong. Finally, flow production, also called mass production or continuous production. This is where identical products are made continuously on an assembly line, often using automated machinery. Think of a car factory, a bottling plant for fizzy drinks, or a factory producing thousands of identical smartphones. The advantages? Very low cost per unit because of economies of scale. High output, consistent quality because machines do the same thing every time. The disadvantages? Huge setup costs. You need expensive machinery and a large factory. It's very inflexible. If you want to change the product, you may need to shut down the whole line. Workers can find the work repetitive and demotivating, which can lead to higher staff turnover. Here's a key examiner tip. When a question asks you to recommend a production method for a specific business, always justify your answer using the context given. Don't just say, flow production is best because it's cheap. Say something like, flow production would be most suitable for this business because it produces large volumes of identical products, which would reduce the cost per unit and allow it to compete on price in a mass market. That's the kind of contextualized application that earns the higher marks.